The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelmed.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us at Night.
After dark.
After dark. What's your best?
If you aren't pouring a drink right now, matter of fact, if you're driving in the car, pull over, go to the gas station, get yourself a 40, hop back in the car and just keep going, you know?
Yes.
But like, you want to be throwing it back.
Yes. I don't see how that could go wrong.
I don't either. Okay. I don't see one flaw in that plan.
No.
It seems foolproof to me.
Foolproof. I'm Colleen.
I'm too sober.
Yeah.
That's my name this episode. I'm too sober and I can't wait to not be.
So we're looking at, we're staring down. All the children are resting, sweet little babies. And their mommies have
sugar plums poured. Dancing in their head.
What we're trying to do is find the best rosé that you should be keeping in your fridge all summer long, right?
Yeah.
For your Friday afternoon.
Right.
Where you've got friends coming over. Everyone loves rosé. Everybody in the world is drinking rosé right now.
Everyone.
Every single person.
And we're a little, like, we were thinking, should we go back to the Seltzer Science Lab? Because there's a million seltzers out there. But I'm a little seltzered out. Like, I don't really enjoy seltzers anymore. But I am enjoying me some rosé.
And I don't know. Do you have a rosé, like, go-to right now?
Right now, I do.
Ooh. Okay. Is it one of the ones we're trying today?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Is it one that's available
know
everywhere?
If I've tried any of the ones that we're trying tonight.
Okay. The ones we're trying tonight, though, are like definitely ones that pretty much everyone can find in any state and any store, which is the point. Is yours one that's like very available?
No, I don't think so because it's at Sprouts. It's not at Fry's or the Kroger stores.
Okay.
But the reason I haven't tried a lot of these rosés is because right now my go-to situation for any wine is European. I try not to drink American wine. We did get one, I think, French wine. We got Côte de Roses, which if you guys have seen that, probably most of you have seen that bottle. It's like very pretty with like a rose
very
on the
pretty.
Bottom. It's a very elongated bottle. So we got that one.
Yep.
We got Snoop Dogg's.
Really was
crimes.
The wild card because we
That's
thought
a wild card.
This has got to, we've got to know. We've just got to know. I love Snoop.
I know. Snoop's great.
I didn't even know he had a rosé.
Yeah.
I think that's so perfect.
Good for him.
That he does.
Right?
Yes.
What he should have, maybe he does, his own cannabis line. But he whatever. He probably does. We got the Josh brand wine, which I feel like Josh is very popular.
I feel like people, if you close your eyes, you can see it. You can see the label. kind of the cursive sweeping J across the label.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then we got the high ticket item is Whispering Angel. And I remember when I was in France, because that's the one that's from Provence or Provence, France or whatever. And when I was there, he said, this is the number, this was a couple years ago, so maybe it's changed, but he said, this is the number one rosé in the US. But it's like a $30 bottle. So I've never bought it. And he also kind of talks shit about it, this guy.
Oh, nice.
So we'll see how it is.
When I was, I showered moments before coming on the pod.
She's naked. She hasn't, she didn't even have time to get dressed.
No, no. Putting on a show. That could lead me to another story about tonight, actually, which I'll share here in a moment. After we've had a couple glasses, or at least sips. Just remind
Let's
me.
Sink our teeth in
this. It's not what you think it is, but it kind of is what you think it is. So I'm going to circle back to that story. But I was in the shower, and I was thinking about, I don't remember if the last time we taste tested was champagne.
I don't
but how I was so thankful that we did that because Korbel, remember Korbel blew our minds?
Yeah.
And that is the best sparkling, like brut, whatever.
And it's cheap.
So dirt cheap.
Super affordable.
And so good. But did we ever, we may have to circle back to that too, because did we put it up against Costco?
I don't think we did put it up against Costco.
I think we need to put Korbel versus Costco versus if you guys have a go-to champagne that we didn't try last time that you think could beat Korbel. And I know this sounds silly. If you're new here, you're probably thinking this is ridiculous. Don't let this turn you away. Trust us. We put it up against...
Why would they think it sounds ridiculous?
I thought Korbel would be last.
Oh, I thought you meant like the tasting thing.
No, just the fact that we picked Korbel as our top champagne. I mean, that
and
don't
and,
run too fast, you guys. Okay. Should we start sipping?
Yeah, we
just
definitely
like we'll keep chatting, but should we start a test? So Chris and John, bless them, what we're looking at right now is each of us has four glasses with four different types of rosé. I have little post-it notes, little what?
Yeah, same.
One, two, three, four, and then there was a key. Chris made a key of what number matches what wine. He texted that to John.
Yes.
So we are each drinking the same thing at the same time, and then we're gonna be, and we don't have labels to get us influenced.
Did Chris give you the key, or are you going to like text when we're ready?
No,
for the
I have
key?
A folded up key.
Okay, great. Yeah, of course. This is why I said Chris needs to be running point on this.
Yes.
John just is going to fall in line and follow suit here, because if John were running point, it would be a mess.
And I say that lovingly, but Chris is the guy for the job.
Chris is the guy for the job.
Okay. I'm going in on number one. I can't wait a second.
I know.
Longer, let the rosé of the summer taste test commence.
Okay. That's
great.
Tart.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give descriptors.
Good. I don't
think this is sweet at all. This is a dry, tart.
You can wine taste with us. Yeah.
But it's a good flavor.
I never know what to say when I'm wine tasting. Mm. You know, when people are giving things, descriptors. Does this taste... What?
I gotta say, when we went wine tasting the last time, I was served wine with some lipstick on the glass. You know where I'm gonna go with this.
I know where this is headed, and I have a funny plot twist that I don't think you're gonna see coming.
Okay. So she gives us these side by side glasses, and one of them, she's pouring red in them, and they're delicious, and this lady is amazing. We loved her. And one of them has some lipstick on it that's not mine, right? Obviously. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I think this one might be dirty. And she's like, oh, disgusting. Let me get you a new one. Like, she was so great. But I felt like the person that was sitting next to me sort of had like, I don't know if I saw an eye roll, but I definitely felt some energy of like, this is embarrassing. Like, you shouldn't be sending that back, you know? This is not a big deal. Kind of like this weird vibe. And I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. But then we went out to lunch and we get a bottle of wine and five empty glasses because there was five of us. And one of the glasses had lipstick on it. And so I thought, well, let me pull the crowd here. Am I crazy? So I said, hey guys, if you get lipstick on a glass at a bar or anywhere, do you ask for a new glass? And every one of you, all four of you said, oh, no, I just turn it around, or I don't care, or whatever. One of those things. And I was like, oh, okay, well, here's a dirty glass. If someone wants to drink out of that, I'll use the clean one. You know, I would like a clean one. But I was like, I wasn't insecure about it because I'm like, I'm okay that I want a clean glass, right? But I did think, is this abnormal that I would, that like, I thought this would be the norm, right? So I'm asking people on social. Turns out I'm in good company. But explain yourself to me.
I don't even remember that. That's where I was at during lunch, because I saw your stories and I was like, did I? Because I was like, is she talking about me? And I was like, no, because if she was, she'd tell me. So it's like, am I going to guess or like get in my head about it? So I was listening to the story and you're like, in every single one of them, whatever. And I was like, honestly, don't even remember it. I was like,
I think you had because
I was gone to the restroom. I was pretty out to lunch. I was very buzzed at lunch. Didn't remember a single part of it. And I was like,
so what is your answer now, though? Is it still true that you would just turn your glass around or that you don't care?
I honestly don't remember even the last time it's happened, but I feel like an equivalent thing in my eyes would be like a piece of hair in your food or something like that. And I'd send it back.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing.
Right.
I think I've sent glasses of wine back. But if it depends on the severity, too. If it looks like fresh, like, okay, whoa, I definitely send it back. If it looks like just a little bit, I know those glasses are like bleached or like whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know? I know it was clean. I'm sure it went.
Whatever.
But yeah, I think at the winery, I was very thrown off because I feel like I've never had a dirty wine glass at a winery.
Well, that was a very nice winery.
It's very nice winery. Yes.
But I don't even remember. That's the funny part.
That's not. So maybe the answer is when I'm buzzed, I will drink it, right? Is that your answer? Like when I'm buzzed, I'll drink it. But if I'm not, I think I'd send it back.
My answer is it depends on if my eyes actually catch it, because I think my eyes would catch it if it was pretty fresh.
Mm.
I don't even think I'd notice if it was like the bleached one.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're wrong.
No. I'm not, and it's not a matter of right or wrong. I just thought it was very interesting. You know?
Yeah.
I know. So but what I, say you, Sip Squad?
When you were doing these stories, I was like, was I a different? Did you go to a different wine tasting besides the one we went to? Like, what is happening?
You know what's funny is I think, I don't remember when the at the very first winery when I sent the wine glass, I don't remember you being, because you were sitting at the end of the table, you know, I don't remember you being there. I think that you came back as she was finishing pouring our side by side. So I don't even know if you were there. Do you remember me sending the wine glass?
No.
Yeah, I think you might have been gone at that time and then had also just come back when I was asking.
The second one, I was like settling in and eating a meatball.
Yeah.
I really don't remember anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, whoa, okay.
Well, I polished off number one.
Excellent. And your thoughts are?
I feel like I need Chris to bring me back some more.
Yeah, that's
because I think I've made a grave mistake where I've drank all of it. And then what's going to happen is you're we're going to go through 2, 3, and 4. And I'm going to say, oh, but what about, you know, did number one win?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I
finished off
like
mine because I saw you finishing off
perfect
yours.
Perfect timing. Okay. Well, I thought number one was very good. We need more of it. Here's my challenge with wine. I do think I have somewhat of a wine, like a tongue for it, right? A palate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also think most all wine is good.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the when we went wine tasting, the person who was pouring for us, she's like, wine is like art. It's what speaks to you. Right? So that one was very good. I have nothing against number one.
Yeah.
My like question one, is could 2, 3, or 4
fresh.
Beat it? Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Let's go to two. And I was nervous that the color on these might give things away because some of them look much pinker than others. But in the glasses, they actually all look the exact same.
I'll tell you.
Ooh, I do not like the nose on this.
Number two tastes quite. Thank you, darling. A whole big old glass of number one came back.
Okay, that's very sweet to me.
It's sweet and like thicker.
Yes, it
does
is
that
thicker.
Make
it does
like,
not taste
is that
like
a, I don't think
like,
that's like a
No, but it does taste, you're right. It tastes thicker
like
on the
more
top.
Buttery, right?
Is it buttery?
I don't know if thicker and sweeter is buttery.
Okay, two is a no go for me. Smell it. As you drink it, smell it. I do not like the nose. I think the nose is disgusting.
It's pretty sugar tasting.
And it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you doing? Going back to one?
Yeah, I was washing two down with one.
Yeah, and yeah. One beats it, clearly.
One is a lot more, now clear. That I have a comparison point, one is a lot more crisp.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot more dry.
Yep.
And I think would kind of go with any sort of day you're having. A pool day, a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, so, okay, one beats two. So let's try three.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this one smells good. This one smells fresh.
Interesting.
Oh, this is very mild to me. Not a lot of flavor. Very, very mild. Almost tastes watered down.
Pretty,
to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to take notes of this.
Three almost doesn't even taste like a rosé to me.
Tart.
Because rosés are a little sweeter.
Gross.
Right?
Yes.
Would you agree?
Well, what do you mean? Sweeter than what?
Like, even like a dry white or something? I don't know. Maybe it's just mental, but rosés.
I think that that's mental.
Is it?
And I wonder if.
Does three taste like just like a basic white wine though?
I think three tastes like you had ice cubes in it and they melted. It's oh, I got a little floral. I got a little floral in that.
A little
some
hint
rose.
Of.
Oh, maybe that's
maybe
the Côte
de Rose. Maybe this is Côte de Rose. This is Côte de Rose. Your nose picked up rose?
No, my palate did.
Wow. Wow.
Rose
wow.
And.
You're a pretty
light.
Good little taster.
Well, the word that I have for two is gross. Yeah. So that's not that good. Okay, let's get to number four.
Okay, number four. Here we go.
Okay, this smells like a Pinot Gris.
Is it kind of tart?
I don't think I love this one
is
either.
Is it a little vinegary or something? Is it a little like...
Yeah, you're right. It's like vinegary.
Soury?
Yeah. It is tart. It's like acidic.
I don't like that one at all. I don't like that one
acidic?
At all. I think the order, this is pretty easy. I think the order goes one, three, and then it's a toss up for last between two and four, right?
Yeah. Is mine's that the, one, three, four, two. I like four better than two, but I don't love two or four.
So one is the winner.
One's the clear winner.
By a long shot.
By a long shot.
And then I wonder how two would taste mixed with four. Because two was too sweet and four was kind of sour.
Are you gonna do it?
Yes.
Make your own blend.
Do it. Why not? Okay,
yeah,
so I'm gonna try two mixed with four and see, because this is a lab. Duh.
Right, right.
Ashley. I can't say that made it any better.
No, didn't. Okay.
It definitely is not gonna work out.
Two would be good in frosé. Cause that's kind of like a sweeter drink anyway.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. One is quite nice.
One's great. And I can't wait to pour myself another glass, but I got to know what it is. Let's see what the,
what do you
see
think one is?
I think one is Whispering Angel.
I hope one is Whispering Angel, only because if someone said it was the best, I would like to think that we have, you know, if it's Côte de Roses.
Oh, this is a good idea. We should guess.
If it's Côte de Roses, good for Côte de Roses.
Uh-huh.
I remember from the store when I bought these that Snoop Dogg and Josh were darker colors. And this is a lighter color. So it's either Whispering Angels or Côte de Roses.
Okay. So I think one is Whispering Angels.
Yeah.
I think two is Snoop. I think three is the Roses, Côte de Roses or whatever.
Okay.
And I think four is Josh.
I'm in alignment except for three and four. I think three is Josh and I think four is Côte de Roses.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I think Josh tastes better. And I just had Josh like a week ago and it was good. But I just picked up that rose thing, so I'm hanging on to it. You know, that rose flavor. And I'm just gonna hang on to it. Okay, tell us, where are we? And we also should tell you the price. But we tried to get a variety of price points.
Yeah, okay. Let's do price points.
You know?
So
Whispering Angel is like a $30 bottle.
Yep.
Well, let's see. I took pictures of them. The rest of them were all kind of around 12 to... 15?
Yeah.
Okay, the Côte de Roses is at my store $18. It was on sale for $10.99. Josh is normally $16, but it was on sale for $12. Whispering Angel, $29, on sale for $26. Snoop is $15, and it was on sale for $9.
Do you feel like we could say, though, if you like a sweet red or sweet rosé?
Yeah.
Right?
That you would, you could like number two. Although you would have to plug your nose, because I think the smell is really not my favorite scent.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Or drink it out of maybe like a champagne flute where this... No, I guess your nose is still in the glass.
Right.
Drink it. If you drink it straight from the bottle...
Use it as an IV.
Or an IV. An IV would work. An enema.
An enema.
You could do an up the butt situation.
A rose-soaked tampon. Do a that. Rose.
Yeah. Right.
Do you that. Do That'll
of,
work.
Lots of really good ideas there.
Or like a nasal spray.
Oh, God. Don't you think that might burn?
Might burn. That might burn. That might be bad.
It might be bad. Might. Yeah. But worth it might not. Shot. Let us know. Okay. Where are we at? Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, no.
We are in for a surprise, my friend.
Okay. I'm going to start. Oh, no. This might throw this whole thing on its head.
What?
Oh, no. Okay. Number four, which we ranked tied for last.
Yeah.
Whispering Angel.
Wow. Acidic. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So well, guys, save your money.
Yeah. You don't need the top shelf.
You definitely don't need that.
No. We were right with number three that it's Josh. Didn't we say that number three was Josh because we knew the color?
Oh, you did. I said you did. Okay. I said it was four. Okay. Three is Josh.
We were also right with number two, which is Snoop Dogg, Cali Rosé. But number one, with that pretty bottle that
we liked the best
at a beautiful price point, Côte de Roses.
Oh, my God. And that makes me very happy because it's my aunt's very favorite wine or rosé, at least. Yes. And I was afraid that after this news, I was going to have to tell her, you have no idea what you've been doing all this time.
Yeah.
But her palate is true.
Yes.
Wow. All right. I'm pouring myself another glass.
This feels like a real win for everybody's summer.
Oh my God. This is a huge win.
This is a huge win because, wait, what was the price point on that one again? $12. So, $15.
I think it's $20, but it was on sale for $10 for me. Do you know how much it was for you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, $18 on sale for $10.99.
Yeah, that's a real win of the summer. It's highly giftable, I feel like, too. Like
it's
you're going to someone's event, you could just give them that because it's such a cute bottle. It had a nice cap, cork.
And this one's from France, too. So it's going to be low in sugar and added crap.
Great. This is
Wow, folks. Had you made me bet before we did this tasting, I think I probably would have said it would have gone in flavor and favorite. I probably would have said, you know, if I was filling out a bracket,
sure.
I would have said Whispering Angel's the champion.
Yep.
Second place is going to go to Josh.
Sure.
Third place I would have put to this. And I do love Snoop Dogg's red, but in the bottle of his rosé, it looked too bubblegum pink. So I was thinking that's going to be way too sweet and not delicious.
Didn't you tell me once that darker rosés?
That's what the guy that told me about Whispering Angel, that's why he was talking shit about Whispering Angel, because he was like, this is the number one rosé in the United States, but the reality is a lighter rosé is like lower quality. You want a darker in color. But the thing about Snoop's is I think because maybe it's that muted bottle, it just looked too like watermelon flavor, like
syrup.
Jolly Rancher water.
Yeah.
Or something. Syrup-y. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I think I wanted to love Snoop because I wanted to come out of this episode being like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Snoop has the best rosé in town.
That wouldn't have made sense. I was going to try to make a song reference, but I don't know any of his songs off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, if he came on the radio, I'd be able to sing some of them, but I can't think of any of them.
Yeah.
Well, folks,
it's funny that this was also our lead hitter because
number one,
I drank it down pretty quick, asked Chris for a refill, but I didn't have I wasn't like, love this. It just was like, oh, this is as expected. This is a rosé. This is a solid. I don't have any good or bad feedback. But then each one that we went down the line made this one sort of shine. Don't you agree?
Agree. I wish I had had more so I could continue going back and realize how far superior it was. But I brought, you know, I brought them in here. I had John bring them in here after he poured them so that, because I knew I would probably want a little bit more.
Whispering Angel was really bad.
Whispering Angel is
not good.
The nose on it is nice. I like the way it smells. It smells very fresh and crisp and clean. The flavor.
Do you think if we were more
wine
connoisseurs, do you think there's people screaming right now, listeners who are really good at wine, who are screaming at this saying, they just don't have the palate?
Probably.
You think that's happening?
I mean, I don't know if our listeners are the type that are going to be that way, but there's probably people that are like, you guys are morons. But what I will say is I think if people are like diehard Whispering Angel fans, I think that the bottle and the price is, you've got a bias, right? Have you ever drank it blindly? Someone served it to you at a party and you're like, oh my God, what? This is amazing. I love this. What is it? And then they say it's Whispering Angel. Or are you like, oh, it's Whispering Angel. That one's great. Or whatever, you know, because if it's a $30 bottle, you're kind of, I feel like if I'm spending $30 on a bottle of wine from a grocery store, we should, as we head into fall, you know what? Maybe we should do like other taste, like maybe we should find the best Pinot Gris. Maybe we should find the best Sauvignon Blanc. Maybe we should find the best Chardonnay. But as we transition into fall, we should find the best red. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm feeling, as you could probably tell from my total brain fart of trying to think of my favorite bottle of wine, I'm feeling the buzz settling in. So we didn't really have dinner tonight. We went to, like, the kids had dinner, but we went to we went to the pool tonight. And had a good time, and then time slipped away. I'm excited and buzzed.
We've got some other exciting things. So this is a little bit of a throwback episode. We haven't done a tasting in a while. We also used to read reviews every week and then sort of fell out of that. But I have a couple. I've got a review that I want to share with you.
Yeah.
This is from, I think this one's just adorable. It's from That Chris. And I don't know what episode this was from. The review is April 14th. But she says, I caught myself smiling and chuckling to myself from yesterday's episode thinking, that's so Christopher Lude. I just love that guy.
No way.
But also, I've never met that guy, nor is he a reg on the podcast. But these ladies are so personable that you feel like you're part of their bestie circle. I hope they can do another local Portland meetup so I can make this one. Also, love that John guy too. His stories are pretty great too. But I don't know what episode it was. But yeah, it was a little shout out to Chris.
Oh, I love that.
That's so Christopher Lude. I just love that guy.
That's so Christopher. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of 5 stars on the Loosey Goosey episode.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, so we came into this episode stone cold sober, and just now the buzz is catching up, but it's also 10 o'clock at night. I think what we need to do before the next time when we do a boozy episode, we got to come in one glass in.
Yeah.
So that we're already riding high.
Are you buzzed at all?
I have a little buzz, but I also am tired. So I think it's
the
like
vibes.
The buzz is making me tired, not wired.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no. So we're headed on separate lanes.
Oh, you're going to Wired Town? Well, I was just talking to you, and in your face looked like you were like, like you were, your eyes were also heavy.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're alive.
That's
aging.
Well, that's aging.
Aging and also perhaps that's heavy, a heavier that's, buzz than I thought.
That's, I need Botox. I haven't had Botox because you can't get Botox while you're breastfeeding.
Yeah, right.
I need both these eyebrows need help.
Yeah.
They are heavy. I start having a good time, my eyes
just close. Yeah, that's what it is. Because I did not notice that when I was face to face with you in Portland. They don't look they don't look heavy. That's nice. But yeah,
no, they're Botox feeling heavy. Everything feels heavy. My eyebrows, my eyelids, everything's heavy. Oh, I got it. I got it. Something to tell you.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh God. What? You just forgot? You forgot where you were?
No, I know, but I just realized it's not gonna land before I even said it. Here's the thing I was gonna tell you.
Okay.
Oh no.
Good, good. This is going well.
I went outside today. Big mistake. I went outside this morning all day long since going outside. Itchy eyes.
Oh.
Itchy allergies? Skin. Yes. Yeah. Grass weed or whatever the hell's going on out here.
So you've got no Botox and allergies. Yes. In your ass right now.
Yes. Yeah. And no dinner.
And no dinner in a rosé tasting. You're in trouble.
Bad shape. I go on a run with a friend this morning at 6:30 in the morning.
Whoa!
Like a total, I'm a total idiot for doing
You're
that.
A total runner.
It wasn't like a long run. It was, I have a friend trying to get into running. And so I was like, today's a rest, this week's a rest week after the big event. For those of you who are not on Patreon, get with it already.
Yeah.
We do Friday episodes. I talked all about my half marathon over there on Friday. Patreon.com/youcansipwithus. It was quite an adventure. I tell an adventurous story.
Oh my gosh.
I tell a tale that is true. There was a lot of literal ups and downs.
Highs and lows. Uh-huh.
So you don't want to miss that. But this week is a rest week, and this is a friend who's trying to get into running. So I'm like, let me join. I want to join. I just want to like go like talk to you or whatever. So I go out at 6:30 this morning. Didn't sleep last night. Ellie's teething. Ben had a nightmare. The same storyline. But we were running through like this farm area, and I came home, and my eyes were just itching. I had to take my contacts out and like re-soak them. I have the whatever the red bottle is with white, where you have to soak them for like 6 hours before put them back, clear eyes or whatever. You can't put them in you can't just rinse them and then put them in. You got to like let them, otherwise you'll burn your eye sockets.
You'll burn your eyeballs.
Like,
you'll be able to see.
Burn them. Mm-hmm. So that happened. I've been doing no spray all day. I had to take like 3 showers. I got a mosquito bite on my neck.
Wow.
I should just not go outside.
You were really beat up this morning.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got a joke for you. Dad jokes.
Okay.
My wife said.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Hey, how about I just read some. Happy Father's Day. How about I just read some of these and see how long it takes to laugh. Let's try to be straight faced.
Okay.
And see if that's fun.
Okay. Okay. Cool game.
My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward. Colleen straight-faced it. I thought that one was very funny.
That's a good one.
Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera. Bad. Dad, what do a tick in the Eiffel Tower? Oh, that's stupid. What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated. Colleen.
I'm not going to laugh at this next one. No matter what it is, I'm not going to laugh.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims. You know, because they came over on the Mayflower. I thought the dryer was shrinking my clothes. Turns out it was the refrigerator all along.
Wait.
Refrigerator, because he's been eating. This dad's been eating out of the refrigerator.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. They're not funny if you don't get it. How does dry skin affect you at work?
How?
This is stupid. You don't have any elbow grease to put into it. Give me better jokes. Couple of those made me giggle.
I actually bought Chris a dad jokes book. Hold on. It's like, I bought him other gifts too. I bought this, oh my God, let me show you this other thing I bought him. I'm in my office right now and I want to show you.
What's the most detail-oriented ocean? The Pacific.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Look at this. This is this sign.
This is this. This is this.
It says.
What is it?
It says, the days you became our dad. And then it says Benjamin and Eleanor, and it has their birthdays, and it has the constellations that the stars were in the day they were born. Isn't that cute?
Oh, yeah.
For his office.
Anyway. Oh, that is cute.
I also have jokes, Ashley. Okay. Are you ready?
You got those for his for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Great.
How do you fix a broken pizza? How do you fix a broken pizza? Tomato paste.
I thought it was going to be something along the line, a pizza tape or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What kind of key can open a banana? A no monkey. Clue. A monkey. Mm-hmm. You are not laughing at all. What do you say to comfort the... What do you say to comfort the grammar police? This one's Tell spelled me. Out is so good. There.
There.
Apostrophe R.
That one's hard because you can only do that when in writing.
Yeah. What color is the wind?
The wind?
Yeah, what color is the wind?
I don't know.
Blue.
That was so easy, and I missed it. Swing and a miss.
Yo, yeah. What should you do with a dead chemist? Barium. B-A-R-I-U-M. That must be a chemical. Barium.
Oh.
Okay. One last dad joke, guys. I think these are great. Okay, one second. Okay, this one.
The suspense.
This is gonna land it. What do you call it when Batman skips out on church? This one's so good. Christian Bale.
That is a good one. That's good.
All right. Should we land it? Should we rant and rave it?
Yeah, let's rant and rave it.
What am I going to do with myself? It's 10:15 and I'm buzzed.
Well, go to bed.
Okay, fine. Fine.
You know?
Fine. Okay, I have a rant.
You go ahead. I don't have any rants or raves. I'm going to have to go on the fly here.
I have two rants
while you look for one.
I'm going to tie this all the way back into the beginning. Remember when we were talking about showering and you said I'm showing up without clothes, which by the way is actually not true because I'm wearing our new merch, which is soon to be available to everyone. I'm wearing the cutest boxy t-shirt in the world that says Karma is my bestie. Mm-hmm. A little Taylor reference.
Yeah. Karma is my bestie. Block letter. Super cute. So monochromatic cute. Kind of vibe.
Cozy coves. However, when I was at the pool earlier today, I had a new swimsuit I thought was so cute. Kind of like a V cut on the upper half. And the last time that we were at the pool, Ben started playing with this little girl that was there. And I was thinking about you and the advice that one of your friends gave you about how you just need to like get out there and introduce yourselves, you know, to other parents. So I did that. I was like, hey, you know, our kids are having this great time and we're here all the time. So if you guys are ever coming, just like text us if you want a play date and we're right down the road, like we'll come meet up. And she was super kind. So tonight we show up and she texted me after. She's like, it was so nice to meet you and we're going to try and sign up for the same swim lessons as Ben. And we've texted like a couple times. And so tonight we show up, they're there. So I go over and say hi. Then I get in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and her daughter are playing. She comes in the pool. I'm talking to her. We're talking. Chris goes, honey, honey, honey. And I'm like, you know, talking to this new friend. And then he's like, your boob.
Your nipples hanging out?
Yes.
In your V-neck, in your low cut top, just your tits out, ass up.
Yes. And I'm so used to them just, you know, I don't know, you're, you know, breastfeeding, whatever. Like, I didn't notice. I'm just in the pool talking.
I'm imagining, though, what would have been better is if you think, couple of options. But I sort of think the best option here is like if he says, honey, 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 you're like, I'm talking. And he's like, your boob. And you're like, you know, you thought he meant cover up. And you, so you cover up. And he's like, no, take it down. You're trying to make friends. And he pulled it off of you. Just pulled both your boobs out. That would be nice.
So I'm like, oh, no. And then half hour later, we're all still in the pool. And I, this is not a super revealing top. But it's one of the first times I've worn it. So it's just, you know, when the suit gets wet, I don't know, like whatever, things just hang different.
Yeah.
But her little girl comes over and she goes, your boobies. And they weren't out. I just think there was skin, you know. Yeah. And I was like, I honestly, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, my other rant is... at my half marathon, again, I talk about this all over on Patreon. I was running with a friend and we decided to take my AirPods and I would have one AirPod and she would have the other so that we could listen to the same music and the same sort of pace. I have an app that runs in the background that tells you how far you've gone, your pace, all these things. So at the end of the race, we finish. She has one AirPod. I have one AirPod still. Mm-hmm. But I put my one AirPod in my side pocket of my running pants along with garbage that had been collected along the way from myself. Like I had like goos, like energy that I was taking, things like that. So I had garbage. So after everyone goes to this picnic table that they have, I go to the honey bucket. I had the pee and I had some garbage in my pocket. God. So I throw my garbage in my, you know, from my pocket into the honey bucket and I threw my effing AirPod.
God. Oh my God.
Into a honey bucket. And there's there's in no world am I getting that back.
Ever.
In no world am
I my God.
Trying. There's no attempt. There's no, I don't have tongs, nor would I want to. I'm never putting that in my ear. There's just no, it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I did it, that I just threw my AirPod into a honey bucket, you know, and that's the capstone to this great accomplishment, which was my rave, by the way, is this feeling of accomplishment and a high from this. But that's how I ended it. That was the cherry on top. Throwing my AirPod in a honey bucket. So
yeah,
there's my rant and rave for you.
Okay. My rant is I don't know when this happens or what causes it, but I feel like this isn't the first time that happened. Currently now, whenever I turn on my car and turn on the AC for like 30 seconds to a minute, it just stinks like crap. No. And I don't know what that, and then it like blows out. So I asked John what that is. But it's like this musty old kind of smell. I don't know what it is, but it just, and right now in Arizona, you have to have the AC on blast every single time you get in the car because it's 100 degrees every day. But we're only going up, you know?
Right.
But it just stinks. And now the kids notice it. They're like, ew, it smells in here. And I'm like, no. I know, give it a minute. And then it dissipates. But, you know, I don't know what that's about. And it sucks.
Yuck. Yes, gross. Mm-hmm. Ew.
What's my rave? I think the rave from this week is probably seeing John's family, which I talked at length about over on Patreon as well. We went to Sedona with them last week. And I just like being able to see people that I don't get to see very often that I love. And I also, like, I love them, but I love seeing John with his people
too. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it just, he was like, he's just at ease. Like, so, 'cause, you know, you guys know John has anxiety and stuff. I've talked about it. And he can get some social anxiety, which is, you know, no secret or whatever. He talks about that. But when he's with his family and his friends from like Wisconsin, and some of his friends, yeah, like he's been friends with some people from Eugene, where I met him for 10 years, he just has like this ease about him. He's just so comfortable, and I love seeing that, and I love seeing him being around people that like love him and appreciate him, and you know, yeah,
yeah.
It was a twofer. I love it, and I love seeing John.
Yeah,
love that. Yeah, so that's it.
All right, that's you guys,
it. We've landed the bird.
Well, get the Côte de Roses.
Oh my god,
is it Côte de Rose? Côte de Roses? Whatever, no, it's great. So that's it's the one delicious. You need all that's summer long. And we love you.
Rate us up.
Yep.
You know. And you can sit with us always.
Always. And we will see you.
See you.
Next Tuesday. Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/youcansipwithus, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.